You will hear two students discussing a project they have to do as part of a literature course on great books. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 25. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 25.
Hi, Joey. How are you doing? I heard you were sick.
Oh, hi, Olivia. Yeah, I had a virus last week, and I missed a whole pile of lectures, like the first one on the great books and literature, where Dr. Castle gave us all the information about the semester project.
I can give you copies of the handouts. I've got them right here.
But that's okay. I already collected the handouts, but I'm not very clear about all the details. I know we each have to choose an individual author. I think I'm going to do Carlos Castaneda. I'm really interested in South American literature.
Have you checked he's on the list that Dr. Castle gave us? We can't just choose anyone.
Yeah, I checked. It's okay. Who did you choose?
Well, I was thinking of choosing Ernest Hemingway, but then I thought, no, I'll do a British author, not an American one. So I chose Emily Bronte.
Okay. And first of all, it says we have to read a biography of our author. I guess it's okay if we just look up information about him on the internet?
No, it's got to be a full-length book. I think the minimum length's 250 pages. There's a list of biographies. Didn't you get that?
Oh, right. I didn't realize we had to stick with that. So what do we have to do when we've read the biography?
Well, then we have to choose one work by the writer. Again, it's got to be something quite long. We can't just read a short story.
But I guess a collection of short stories would be okay?
Yes, or even a collection of poems, they said. But I think most people are doing novels. I'm going to do Wuthering Heights. I've read it before, but I really want to read it again now I've found out more about the writer.
And then the video. We have to make a short video about our author and about the book. How long has it got to be?
A minute.
What? Like 60 seconds? And we got to give all the important information about their life and the book we choose?
Well, you can't do everything. I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, Dr. Castle said we had to find or write a short passage that helps to explain the author's passion for writing, why they're a writer. So we can back this up with reference to important events in the writer's life, if they're relevant. But it's up to us, really. The video's meant to portray the essence of the writer's life and the piece of writing we choose.
So when we read the biography, we have to think about what kind of person our writer is.
Yes, and the historical context and so on. So for my writer, Emily Bronte, the biography gave a really strong impression of the place where she lived and the countryside around.
Right. I'm beginning to get the idea.